I'm in the studio tonight with the artistic and executive director of Madcap Puppets, John Lewandowski. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Madcap Puppets has been very busy, and you've got a production coming up on March 21st and then March 28th and 29th. It's part of the Hats Off series. Tell us about it.
We will be opening one of our shows that's called Under the Bonsai Tree. The Hats Off series, these are performances, the newest shows that Madcap opens to the public. And they are at the Cincinnati Art Museum and the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. These are the newest puppet shows that we make available. We open them here locally in town. Those shows then will go on the road after they're opened, and they will tour for 18 months, performing in elementary schools, libraries, community centers across the country. They will perform and do probably 100 to 150 shows, each one of these new productions. Madcap does over 800 shows every season. We reach 200,000 people across 15 states. Next year, we will be in 500 elementary schools performing our shows for kids all across the country. Our Hats Off series is really an opportunity for the local public to see our work, to come and see the newest shows, and to share the joy of crazy, comic, absurd puppet show. That's really for family audiences, for kids and adults. And it's a wonderful opportunity to see these shows together with the family.
What's the theme or the story of Under the Bonsai Tree?
Under the Bonsai Tree is a collection of Pan-Asian fairy tales and tales. There'll be stories from Japan and stories from other countries, Asian countries. Some of the classic stories that kids might even recognize. And it's the story of a little beetle, Ko, who is under a bonsai tree, and it's all about these stories and learning to grow up and what it's like to be small in such a giant world all around us. It's a perfect story for kids, and it's also a nice introduction to the fabulous cultures of the Orient.
How many puppets are involved?
Oh, I don't know exactly. I would say probably 12 to 15 puppets. There are giant puppets, tiny puppets. There are all kinds of puppets. And with all of our shows, there are actors that you will see that tell the stories. So it's a combination of actors and puppets that are in our shows. There'll, of course, be giant puppets. There'll be a giant king rat that you'll see. One of the tales is the three samurai cats and how they defeat this giant rat. And it'll be a wonderful story with these backpack puppets for kids.
How big is a giant puppet?
Oh, they could be 8 to 10 feet tall. We're talking very big puppets. The puppeteer is inside the costume. And so the puppet towers over the set and over all of the actors on the stage. So if you're a little beetle, this can be rather intimidating, as kids often feel when they are confronted with this giant world in front of them.
How long does it take to make these puppets?
A puppet that size, a backpack puppet, could take anywhere from 3 weeks to 5-6 weeks to construct. We have a team in our workshop. Madcap has a production workshop where we build all of the puppets that we use. Costumers that cut the fabric, that sew them and put them together and construct everything that we do. We write, direct, design, and build all of our shows that go on the road. Madcap shows are all original pieces that we construct and do ourselves.
You mentioned before we went on the air that you have a new theater in the works.
We are in the process of putting together and building a new theater right in the heart of Westwood's historic business district. We are located, the new theater, on Harrison and Epworth Avenues. It used to be what is called the Bell Exchange Building. It is a 20,000-square-foot building. We will have a 200-seat theater. We'll have an exhibit hall where we will have puppets from around the world on exhibit. People can come and see the puppets. They can visit the exhibit hall, go to the Madcap Cafe and have a coffee or a hot chocolate and see a puppet show. We will also have our offices located there, our storage and production facilities where we construct them. We will also have classrooms and the ability for kids to come in for workshops, summer camp, where they can come in and build puppets, get their hands dirty, and make some crazy little hand puppets that they can take home and play with by themselves.
What kind of plans do you have for the rest of the year?
Oh, we go nonstop. We have shows that'll be going out in the summer to libraries. We're also preparing a baseball show. This year, we will have the All-Star Game here in Cincinnati, which is a wonderful opportunity. And we'll have a show based on baseball, which will have, of course, some of the famous stories about baseball, Casey and the Mudville Nine. And we'll have some of the songs and stories you hear about baseball that make it so wonderful and such a family-centered entertainment.
You mentioned songs. Do you have music that you write for these productions?
We write songs for our shows. We write the music for some of our shows. With the baseball show, there will be some of the famous stories and songs that everyone knows. Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And there'll be others that are historic and everyone knows and loves.
Do you have musicians who come in too?
I am a musician, as a matter of fact. But we do have musicians. Yes, we do. We record the music. We also take some classic pieces of music. We do all different types of productions. We also do shows that we tour with to symphony orchestras. We do youth concerts with major orchestras, Peter and the Wolf, which is done with both a chamber orchestra and a woodwind quintet. We also do larger pieces, Stravinsky's The Firebird, which is a piece we do with orchestras across the country, youth concerts. We'll go in as guest artists. We'll bring our puppets, our giant puppets, set up on the stage and perform with the symphony orchestra in their orchestra hall. And we do this with orchestras all across the country. We've been doing this for years, and it's a wonderful way to introduce children to the classic symphony repertoire and see giant puppets that tell the story at the same time.
Well, it sounds like you're doing wonderful work over on the West Side.
Everything starts on the West Side. It's the heart of puppet world.
Well, you want to recap what's going on with Under the Bonsai Tree?
That will be with Under the Bonsai Tree. We will open the show March 21st at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. And then we will be performing it also at the Cincinnati Art Museum the 28th of March and the 29th of March. You can reserve tickets by going to our website. You can see exactly where you can get the tickets for that. We'll have some puppets in an exhibit. There is a Japanese exhibit at the Cincinnati Art Museum at the same time. And we will have some of our puppets exhibited at the same time, some puppets that show a little bit about the history of Bunraku, which is an ancient form of Japanese puppetry. You can see all of this coming up very soon here in Cincinnati.
Thanks for coming in tonight, John.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with the artistic and executive director of Madcap Puppets. That's John Levandowski. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.